Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where we try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can communicate both in a professional way and just in a private way in different conversations. So we help you with your grammar, the use of phrases, expressions, vocabulary, pronunciation, all aspects of the English language. And of course, if there's anybody out there that you know would appreciate this, well, why don't you invite them along? And we're always happy to have extra people. And at the end of this, I will give you my contact details should you wish to contact me. So in this particular podcast, we're going to look at something different and something a little bit more modern. So without further delay, let me just get on to the topic of this podcast. So as I said, we're going to look at something a little bit more modern. Sometimes I'm accused of being a little bit old-fashioned, mainly by my kids, I have to say. But so this particular boomer is about to move into the 21st century, so watch out. So what have we got for you then? In this particular podcast, we're going to look at new words, and these are what some call a portmanteau or a combination of words that have been crashed together to form new words to reflect the modern world that we live in. For example, the selfie. That's a word that, you know, we would never have heard of 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, 10 years ago, perhaps. But it's a modern phenomenon that people use because of the taking of self-images. So that word was added to the English dictionary. So it's words like that that I want to introduce them to you. Yeah, some of the words actually are new to me, and I've learned about them only in the last few weeks or months. And a student asked me about one particular word that I had no idea what it meant, so I had to check it out. So I thought it would be a good idea to include them in a podcast for you. So let's look at them one by one. Glamping, G-L-A-M-P-I-N-G, glamping. Now, sometimes you get an understanding of what the word might be by the sound, because it sounds familiar to other words. So glamping, camping, okay? So camping is something that we've all done from time to time. Usually when we were kids, we went with our parents or our father or school friends, and we went camping in a tent. Glamping is the upmarket version of that today. People don't really want to rough it when they go on a holiday, but they do like to be close to nature, so they go into a luxurious type of a tent, but it's something raised off the ground or it's something fixed that is looked after by people in certain accommodation. So you just drive there and you don't have to set it up yourself. You don't have to pack it in a backpack and walk off 20 kilometers to the next site. It's there for you to enjoy. So it's called glamping. I haven't tried it yet, but some of them look quite interesting. So who knows, I might do it in the future. So that's the first word, glamping. The second, webisode. Okay, W-E-B-I-S-O-D-E, and it sounds like episode, so an episode of a TV series or serial that you're watching. So webisode is the same thing except on the internet. So people downloading Netflix or some other type of platform to watch series and episodes, they watch them over the internet and we call them webisodes. To vape or vaping. Yeah? And this is all to do with the new phase of electronic cigarettes. So lots of people out there who are smokers have tried, I'm sure, for many, many years to give up smoking and give up cigarettes because of the health risks. And when they introduced electronic cigarettes, I'm sure you were overjoyed because you still have the pleasure of creating that smoke cloud, but without the health risks. So people now vape, or they use the word vaping, to vape or vaping. So all different types of electronic cigarettes. And when you're walking in the street and you see this little white cloud ahead of you, aha, somebody is vaping, or people run out to vape in the street. Then a word taken from a TV series, that's it, spelled M-E-H. And for all of you who are Homer Simpson fans, or the Simpsons, or that little cartoon animation program that's been running for decades now, over 25 years. I used to be a fan of it when it first came out, but I stopped watching it years and years ago. I just didn't find it so interesting, but they can be very funny. So meh is Homer's way of saying, ah, I don't care, ah, meh. You know, so you sort of shrug the shoulders and you give that, meh, doesn't matter to me, I don't care. He's happier sitting on a bar stool, drinking a beer, or sitting on his sofa like the typical couch potato with his feet up. So, meh, I don't care. Photobomb. Okay, so I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast about selfies. Well, of course, when we take a selfie, we like to see ourselves, or we like to see ourselves and our partner, whoever it is, in the picture. And when you look at the photo later, you see somebody's head or hand or fingers or something making an appearance in your selfie and ruining your picture. You said, oh, that would be a beautiful picture if somebody hadn't photobombed it, meaning they hadn't appeared in the photo deliberately trying to ruin your particular shot. And over the years, I've seen situations of photobombing where people have tried to appear in quite important pictures without being seen, and then later on they appear in it and they get a great fun from it. Football matches where teams are being presented to somebody special, somebody from the crowd somehow manages to sneak onto the pitch and appear in the lineup for the match photograph, and later on somebody sees this unusual face ahead and he's not part of the team. How did he get there? So photobombed, yeah? So somebody appearing in the background, either with their face or their head or their hands, doing some action so that they can grab the attention of the person taking the photograph, to be photobombed. Man spread. This was a new one to me and I wasn't quite sure what it meant, but when it was explained to me, well, yes, I understood and I laughed. So when men are sitting on the underground, the metro or a bus, they tend to spread their legs left and right, one leg left, one leg right, and they take a huge amount of space, usually occupying two seats, and somebody else just isn't able to sit down either on the left or the right of the person without asking him, excuse me, could you please move? So they call this man spread, where they're sort of dominating the area, taking over the space like men used to do in times gone by when they would conquer the land. So he sits on the metro seat, says, right, this is mine. Nobody's going to sit on my left and nobody's sitting on my right. Man spread. Staycation. This is one of the more popular ones in the last few years, and now even more popular because of all the problems with vaccinations and viruses and lockdowns and isolation. So staycations are the only way people are going to get to enjoy holidays, where they stay in their locality. So vacation and stay, put them together, we get staycation. So they are staying in their local area, enjoying whatever beauties or attractions the local area might have. So instead of a overseas vacation or an international holiday, they have a local or staycation. Crowdfund. Okay, so we've got the word crowd, we've got the word fund. A crowd, a lot of people. Fund is to collect money. And so crowdfund is usually done when people are trying to raise money, either for some charitable purpose or some other event. They don't have the money themselves, so they ask a lot of other people to donate relatively small amounts of money, and when you put it all together, it creates quite a large fund. Somebody I heard very, very recently did a crowdfunding for a friend of theirs who had been sadly very critically injured in a biking accident, and they needed to convert their home or buy a car that would be able to take a wheelchair. And it was amazing to me how much money they raised for the poor man, and they were able to achieve everything that they wanted to. So that was a great example of crowdfunding, people coming together, making contributions of small amounts of money or relatively small amounts of money, but together made up a significant amount of money. So to crowdfund some activity. Word now that I had never heard before, a freegan. So we've heard about vegans, yeah, and we've heard about things for free, but a freegan I had never heard of, F-R-E-E-G-A-N. And apparently a freegan is somebody who likes to recycle things rather than throwing them away. So, in fact, I have done that quite a bit, but I didn't realize that I was actually a freegan. So I can pat myself on the back and say, yeah, I'm a freegan. So something that I don't have a use for, but somebody else might have. So an old mobile phone, some coffee maker that I don't want, but somebody else would have, some piece of furniture that I no longer need. And when I was living in Germany for a while, they had a great way of getting rid of things. You just put it outside your apartment on the street, and guaranteed within 24 hours it would be taken by somebody. So lots of freegan activities in lots of different countries. So you want to downsize, you want to declutter, so you become a freegan. So this boomer has become a freegan, to give things away, to recycle them. I'm definitely not a vegan, though, I can tell you that. Definitely not a vegan. Binge watch. So binge has been used in lots of different ways. We have people who binge drink, which is very sad. But binge watching is to switch on that Netflix and promise yourself you're going to watch one or two episodes, and 10 hours later you've watched eight of them and you're thinking, what happened to the day? Yeah, so to binge watch is to watch repeatedly episode after episode after episode after episode, to binge watch. Have I got any other ones for you there? Well, I think that's there. Let me just go through those again. So glamping, webisode, vape, photobomb, manspread, staycation, crowdfund, binge watch, freegan. Oh, and one other, flexing. This is another one that I hadn't heard of, flexing, F-L-E-X-I-N-G. I thought flexing was when I stand, well, not me, but other people stand in front of the mirror and they flex their muscles to see how wonderful they are. Well, actually, I could do it at the moment because I've been on a bit of a fitness kick for the last 6 months and I've lost 12 kilos and I'm really feeling good, so I could do some flexing. But that's not really what it means. This flexing is when people boast, yeah? They're flexing. I thought they are showing off or boasting, but flexing is now used as, ah, he's just flexing. I wish he wouldn't flex so much. So somebody's boasting about how good they are, how wonderful they are. So another addition to those new words in the Oxford English Dictionary. So what I'll do in the future, I'll continue to keep you up to date with those. And if you hear of any that I haven't heard of and you fancy sharing them with me, well, why don't you send me a note and let me know your favourites. Okay, so new words. And as I said, this boomer is bringing himself into the 21st century. And therefore, I thought I'd share them with you. Okay, well, as always, thanks for listening to me. If there's anybody out there that you want to add to our list, and please invite them along, and you can contact me on www.englishlessonsviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you, always happy to welcome you, and as always, thanks for listening, and join me again soon. Hi there, Teacher Harry here, and I just want to introduce you to a brand new service that I've put up on my webpage, and it's for all of you who want to learn English in an easier, quicker, and more economical way. There are over 54 hours of English learning. It's right up to advanced English, and I say they're all pre-recorded lessons with me. 45-minute lessons built around engaging video material, advanced English vocabulary, and a huge variety of topics from cooking to business English, from history to recycling, just for you. Detailed examples in each lesson to help you better remember words, slang, and formal expressions. And we even go into complex grammar structures. We also have pronunciation practice on difficult words and homework provided at the end of each lesson that I will check personally. So no need for you to look up a word in the dictionary ever again. These lessons are perfect for mature learners, perfect for those of you who may be a little shy or introverted when it comes to learning, or indeed you don't have the physical time, or indeed the money to have one-to-one lessons directly with the teacher. So why not come and see our pre-recorded lessons? Great value, lots of wonderful deals. So have a look at the website for details. Join me and I'll see you soon.